The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Stephanie Vasquez and Johnny Hill are in the house. Plus, we fast, we pray, but sometimes the answer is nada has come. We're going to ask that question. And then finally, loving until the end means more than the honeymoon.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That's a good one. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My dog was really cold last night, so my dog decided to get on the bed. And then about 4 in the morning, Levi kicked Noel off the bed. My life's insanities and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Your phone will not explode. It will actually work. You will actually get through. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. That's for sure. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let me just say right now, I have Johnny Hill in the studio live. We have Stephanie Vasquez in the studio live. You guys want to say hi real quick? Just like hi, hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
What's going on, listening audience?
Okay, there you go. So both of them are there. Want to let you know I'm not using my finger and my thumb and making a little mouth motion and then trying to do a ventriloquist act. I'm just making sure people know what's going on. We're going to do a couple things. Let's give props to Johnny just to start off with, because then we're going to be focusing on Stephanie. So for Johnny, let's give a few props and just talk about his Men of God moving. That's right. It's funny. Menofgodmoving.com. That's their website, 817-707-7672, 817-707-7672. Facebook, Men of God Moving. You want to keep Johnny in prayer as the Lord is trying to transition him into more and more ministry. I can promise you from personal experience, that is a very tough time. Now, I'm not talking about financially or otherwise. It's just tough in life. If you'll keep in mind, I know you guys know this, but when Jesus went from what he was doing when he was first baptized into ministry, where's the first place the Holy Spirit led him? Into the wilderness to be tempted by the enemy. So when you make these transitions from one place to another and into ministry, guess what? Sometimes it's a very dry time. Get it? So please keep Johnny in prayer. Good man, trying his with all of his might to do what's right before the Lord. Is he going to do it perfect? Well, no, he's not. I told you, last time he did a teaching, he came in, he had 10 sheets of paper, and he thought he was going to. So Johnny, the show's an hour, not 40 hours. Anyway, so we'll get to that as we get to it. I do want to talk about Chicken with Wonder Julie, because the weather has been unique. I thought it was going to be super-duper cold, and it was pretty cold. I mean, it was cold last night. But then the rain didn't really hit us. Did the rain hit where you were?
It snowed at my house.
It snowed at your house.
It did. My dogs loved it.
It snowed at your house. My wife, she's listening right now. She's so jealous.
It was just light little snowflakes, and they was beautiful, and now they're gone.
Oh,
that's the way I like it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anything we need to know about the weather other than it's supposed to get warm, but then also rain?
Yeah, like tomorrow it's going to be near 50, 60 degrees. So
back to normal. So am I looking at the possibility of going into a mower scenario in the next month or so? Is that possible?
Yeah, well, sure. In the next month. I've already had the people come mow my lawn once over the winter.
Okay. I really used to like you.
Sorry. I pay someone to mow mine. Yeah. So.
Not so much right this second. Just saying. Okay, that's fine. Thanks for that.
Just be aware I control your microphone.
I know. I am aware of that. That is, if people didn't put limits on me, it would be a lot of trouble. Let's go over a couple. Do you know any of the holidays? I got one that's really funny, but do you know any of the big holidays?
It's like Yogurt Day or something.
Is right. It is Frozen Yogurt Day. Excellent job. Very good. Good. It's also Ronald Reagan Day for those that are more into conservative politics and looking for somebody who made a big change. I'll tell you one thing Ronald Reagan did in the 80s, whether you agree or disagree, just means you're wrong. Here's the bottom line. He gave a lot of pride to the country when the country was feeling a little bit iffy. And so you got to appreciate that. It's also Pay a Compliment Day. So let me just pay a compliment to my two guests here. It's just wonderful to have you both here. You're both shining beams of light that just make me put on sunglasses.
Thank
Anyhow,
you,
so just go on to the next one. This is the one that I really like, though. It's National Chopstick Day. Now wait. Hold on. Because of that, I have the 5 etiquettes for chopsticks. So come on, how do you not? This is what Christian radio is all about right here. 1, don't insert chopsticks upright into your food. It is an insult. So you can't stick it inside the food like you're gutting it. It is okay to stab it, though. You just can't fillet it with your whole chopstick. That's supposed to be inappropriate. You don't point chopsticks at people.
That's funny.
I don't know. Please don't, and this is a request from them, not me, don't suck or chew on the end of your chopsticks. That's insulting to the culture. And chopsticks are not drumsticks, so please do not drum with them.
Seriously.
There you go. That is this. See, we really handle the important cultural issues of the day.
I got something for Ronald Reagan Day.
What do you got?
Well, if it'll go.
Okay, let me know.
Our 40th president. The late Ronald Reagan, speaking at a prayer breakfast in Dallas, Texas, August 1984.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Crawford Broadcasting salutes our nation, one nation under God.
There you go. Good, man. Good job, Wonder Julie. Excellent. Good pull-up. I appreciate
Ronnie.
That. Yeah, Ronnie's good. That thing about broccoli. Remember that thing? He said, he's the one that liked broccoli. I love broccoli. Is that what he said?
I don't remember.
Oh, my goodness. All right. On this day, February 6, 1778, the American Revolution actually got an official AOK from France. Does anybody care? Does anybody? Anybody? Once? Twice? Okay, never mind. Highest record sea wave happened on this day in 1933. This happened, it happened in Manila in the Philippines all the way to San Diego. The highest record sea wave, 112 feet.
Wow.
That's a lot of height there. And then finally, on February 6th, on this day, 1935, the board game Monopoly. First one on sale based on the streets and properties of Atlantic City. It was created by Charles B. Darrow. See? We keep everybody up to date on important things. Poor Stephanie. She's like, I came down the afternoon for this.
I love Monopoly.
Yeah, well, that's a good game, right? Do you ever play the fast version where you pass out the properties first as opposed to buying it?
No.
That's the speed-up version. So you take them and you fold them like a little card. Then you pass them out to everybody upside, and then you flip them out, and then you start that way. It just speeds the game up. And I'm just, but, you know.
So then you just buy hotels?
Well, I think we did that in Detroit because we were worried that by the time we were finished with the game, somebody would have robbed us. So we were just trying to keep it going. Yeah, so.
The robbers get the get-out-of-jail-free card.
That's great. All right. So we do have a little bit of teaching, believe it or not. Mark chapter 9, verse 28 through 29 says this. After he went into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive that spirit out? He told them, this kind can come out by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Now, I know that we say to one another, God will never give us more than we can handle. Okay? That's what we say. And true dat regarding temptation. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, God will never let you be tempted beyond what you are able. But there is a mistake in the Christian world that says God will never give you more than you can handle in general, situationally or otherwise. In fact, that is the exact opposite of what God does. God often gives you more than you can handle so that you can just go, and the reason for that is so that you can only do one thing, and that's call out to God for a miracle, and that's the only solution to your situation. Sometimes it has to be this way. Sometimes it actually takes a miracle for the situation to be resolved, and that's exactly how God wants it. And you think, well, and it's like, I appreciate that. But the reality check is sometimes God will even coordinate the circumstance. Think of Gideon and all the people that he had to fight the war with, and God pared them down to 300 people against 128,000 people just so God can go, yeah, nobody's boasting now, are they? No, nobody's boasting now. Only God could do that. And that's the point. And you'll go through things in life. It doesn't matter what stage of life you are. It's like people are like, well, I'm older. What does that got to do with anything? You're not older than God. And so the reality check is that the Lord will allow things to take place in your life so that you have one and only solution to look up and go, help. And that's it. And by the way, that is the greatest Christian prayer ever. Help. Because it's like this, that's you're just kind of laying it out there. There's nothing left. And that miracle, what does that miracle do? That miracle testifies to the power of God, testifies to the commitment of God, testifies to the love and the compassion of God, and testifies to his presence with you, puts praises on your lips. Look at all the things a miracle does. It makes you turn to the Lord and go, yeah, you the one. You to one. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 29, no flesh will glory before his presence. Nobody's getting up to heaven and going, well, I did my part. No, you didn't. You didn't even die for your sins. Jesus died for your sins. You can't have enough good works. You need at least 292,000 good works. Even if you're just an average sinner, you don't have that many good works. Let's just be honest. And so it takes the miracle power of God to get you out. Now, he won't let you get tempted beyond what you can handle, and he'll put the walls up there and help you through that process. But will he give you more than you are able? Just ask Jehoshaphat when he said, I have no idea what to do, but my eyes are upon you. That is the right Christian response. And you think, well, you think the Lord's going to put me through that? Yes. It's not very nice, Dave. It's like tough. It doesn't matter because this is not, it's not about, I know somewhere in Christianity, somehow Christianity became a self-help program or something like that. And it's like, I think maybe we should all read more C.S. Lewis or something, because it's like the suffering that you go through and the trials that you go through helps you identify with Jesus more. And weren't you the one that prayed, oh Lord, I just want to be like you? Oh, okay. So God's just still answering that same original prayer that you prayed. And why is he doing it? Because he loves you. And he knows in your heart that's what you really want. I'm just going to say this, and then we're going to exit. But I had this gentleman tell me, well, you should never pray for patience because God will actually give it to you. And that sounds like such a interesting thing to say. But the fact is what? You don't want to have patience the way God designed you to have patience in him, because then you'll reflect Jesus more and more in your life. You don't want that? That doesn't seem right, does it? Nope, not for a Christian. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Stephanie Vasquez coming up.
Sometimes things go according to plan. Sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
For the president of Focus on the Family, when you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to fight. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. What am I supposed to tell you? Oh, yeah. All right. So if you want to call us, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. You can call and say, howdy. You can say, howdy, partner, or anything like that. That's fine. Share a testimony, a prayer request, anything you want. Here's the thing I will tell you. Tomorrow, Johnny's going to be on the show with me. He's going to do a little bit of a teaching, and then I think we're giving away tickets for SMU for another basketball game. Pretty sure we're doing that tomorrow. So that's kind of cool. Website, hemustincrease.org. Remember, we moved everything from a business to a ministry. In fact, it's one of the reasons that Stephanie is here, because she was part of that process that even I went through, to changing the whole thing over, going, I have no idea what I'm doing, which I still don't, but I love the Lord, so I'm just going to keep going forward. And the bottom line is, if you want to participate or give, you can go to that website and give. You're not going to get a shiny dollar. You're not going to get an anointed Bible, because the Bible's anointed by itself without anybody touching
Amen.
It. You're not going to get a pencil. You're not going to get a Norman Rockwell statue. But if you want to give, we think it's great, and you can do it right on the website, hemustincrease.org, and we appreciate it, and that's how we keep the ministry going, period. That's it. There's no weird, you know, tax deductible. Yes, I'm just waiting for my final letter from the IRS. But, yep, it's all non-tax deductible. Well, everything will be fine, set to go. And I think the IRS is a little tired of hearing from me. Imagine me pestering somebody. I know it's hard to believe. All right, let's give Lisa a quick shout-out and have a discussion here with and her music with Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
All right, so I picked that music for you specifically because the whole idea is for you to help people.
Correct.
And that's what you're doing. So tell us about Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance Company helper.
What do you want to know?
I want to know everything. I mean, what if somebody doesn't know how to do savings? What if they don't know how to do life insurance?
Right.
What if they don't know how to do any of that? What
so
do they do?
That's pretty much what I do. I make sure people understand their options, understand how important it is. I just sat down with a couple the other day whose sister had just passed away, and she had really crappy life insurance through some cheap company, and they're contesting it, and now they don't want to pay.
Oh.
And I was devastated to hear that, and they're like, well, I don't really know about getting life insurance because I don't want that to happen to me. And I was just explaining that that's not how New York Life works. And we go through, if something happens, if you pay your premium today and something happens on your way home today or tomorrow, then we're going to take care of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a top rate. I mean, I know how great the company is just because I've had a benefit from them in my past. Mm-hmm. And always had a great appreciation. Are you like in deep training? Are they training your brains out?
Some days. I mean, right now I'm I go to seminars and stuff a lot. I'm learning a lot about long-term care and things like that. That's something in itself that I had no idea about. Learning that the biggest reason why people end up in long-term care or nursing facilities isn't because of a physical impairment, but because of cognitive impairment.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
59 and younger.
Wow.
Yeah. And that stuff adds up, and you don't think about what kind of burden you're going to be either to your family or to the state. I mean, and nobody wants to live like that, and nobody wants to think about that. But if you don't take steps to secure a future, to make sure that that money is there, it's really scary.
And I can vouch for that. Because we're in retirement homes every day.
Yeah, and your family is like, okay, yeah, you take Thursdays, I'll take Fridays. But 60 days in, you're thinking, oh my God, there's 24 hours in a day. How much longer?
Wow.
It's exhausting, and it's just really hard on families. So, yeah, that's what I'll be doing as well.
So people can talk to you about that. People can talk to you about establishing, literally just doing a review of their financial mm-hmm. status so they can see where I'm at. It's like, look, I got this.
Right.
And then,
what's retirement going to look like for me when I'm
retired? What does it look like? Life insurance. They can do several other products. How long does it take? If somebody says, you know, I'd like to talk to Stephanie, but I'm kind of afraid this is going to take 12 hours or what. I mean,
no.
How long does it take? I mean, and I'm not saying that to insult you. People are like, hey,
no,
I'm time
of course.
Conscious.
Absolutely.
You know?
Realistically, I mean, I'm there to answer all your questions. I tell you what I can do and what we do and how we help people in about 20 minutes. So conversation takes about an hour. If you're interested in doing an application takes about 25 minutes. So, I mean, it's not going to take all day.
Okay. So it's not a forever process.
No.
All right. Let's talk about some of the ways people can get a hold of you, because I have some. I don't know if we've added any since then, but one, people can get there by going to hemustincrease.org under Best Ministry Partners Ever.
Ever.
She's got two little listings. That's right. Ever. Don't you forget that. Ever. And then there's a couple other ways. On Facebook, they can go to Stephanie Vasquez, NYL.
Correct.
On either Facebook and LinkedIn, mm-hmm. both. Okay, because I've been saying both. So that's
yeah,
good.
It's both.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
good. It's good to know that. And then also they can call you directly at 214-499-5378.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are they working on a website for you? Are they putting something together, or is that...
We have a landing page, but it's
not worth it.
It's not worth it.
Okay. Listen, I'd rather you be honest and say, yeah, it's all right. You know,
just message me or call me or text me. I'll gladly call you back. It's not a big deal.
All right. So a person, what age should a person be for them to call you? In other words, should somebody in their 20s call you, 30s, 40s? What's the time frame that they should say, you know,
of the above, right?
All of the above.
So, I mean, obviously when you're in your early 20s, no one's really thinking about the fact that they could die at some point in time ever.
Right.
I mean, and it's not until, and people don't realize how much of an impact like things like diabetes and DWIs can have on whether or not you can get life insurance.
Oh.
So, I mean, those take time frames and your kind of background on that too, and how long it's been since things like that have happened, and are you in recovery, and what's going on with that? All that plays a part. But yeah, so my favorite people to work with are families, business owners, you know, self-employed, people who are structured, who are trying to protect something. You really get life insurance because you love someone or you owe someone. So if you owe a lot of money out there and you're going to need to make sure that they get paid, or you love a charity, you love God, you want to give out, you want to make sure your family's good, you want to create a legacy, that's what I'm here for.
All right.
What about 12-year-olds?
So here's my thing on that. I just got a policy for my kids as well. For just in case. I mean, obviously, it's great because it guarantees insurability as they grow older without any medical underwriting, like over $1 million. So that's great. The other thing is, is that it's great to have just like a cash value growing for your child, where they can use it either for school, school loans, a house, their car, whatever it is. I mean, and that's just nice. I mean, had our parents did that for us, we'd have like $30,000 say, right. Hey, here's some money for a house. Imagine what a difference your life would be.
So that kind of brings us into like planning for your education, your college.
Yeah.
What about that? What do you guys do?
So that's what that is. Well, we can use a whole life policy as a cash vehicle. We can do 529 plans. We do investments and bigger things as well in the market. But yeah.
How early do you want to start something like that?
Is it the earlier the better?
The sooner the better. Yeah, I mean, because that price holds. So I just got one for my daughter, who's 3, for a really low price. And it's a little bit more for my 11-year-old. So it's a little bit of a difference. And obviously, the longer you wait, I mean, there's a big difference in getting a whole life policy for a 12-year-old and a 65-year-old. So in the cash value that builds.
Let me ask you this, and then Johnny, if you have a backup to this. If you get a life policy... So I have my wife and my children, and I may have some debt depending on what direction I go. Can I add that as part of the beneficiaries in my policy?
Of course.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah. So you just add that amount to your face amount, and then we can get you in touch with an attorney who does wills and make sure that that money or your wife or whoever make sure that gets paid when you pass.
Wow. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot about it, and I did not know that. That's amazing.
You definitely want to add in your debt because your family takes over your debt.
Yeah. Wow. That's really important, especially because I got some things I'm considering, and that's just like, I don't even want to discuss the numbers. It's like, yeah, that's out of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, astronomical.
Yeah.
How is the training going? Is it good training? Are you learning a lot about, there's so much material in this industry. It's a multi-trillion dollar industry,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know anybody who knows everything. So mm-hmm. I mean,
it's a constantly learning situation, and that's what I love about it. I'm a person who loves to learn, so the more the better.
So right now it's a super duper exciting.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. It's good to know new things. I love being able to help people and share things because there's so much when you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah,
you just don't.
And then for me, I could forget. I've forgotten so much, I could have a library of what I've forgotten and have that as a separate library. Never mind. That didn't come up. You know, I didn't say that right. I was trying to say I've forgotten so much. It was like a library full. And I don't know.
A library is worth it. You
know what? As the brain cells deteriorate, I just smile.
Cognitive impairment.
Yes, I noticed you said 59 and below. I'm right there at 58. Like, yeah. Thanks a lot. All right. What do we have, Wonder Julie? We got like a minute left. You got 2 minutes left? All right. I want to, and this is just on this part, because in the next segment, we want to talk about something about the spiritual element. And why I do this for people to understand is I want you to hear her from a business point of view, and then I want you to hear her from the spiritual point of view. And you think, well, why would you do that? In fact, I've gotten in a lot of trouble in my past because in the way that we do interviews on this show is we don't do a 1 or a 2 minute interview because, first of all, that's boring. And second of all, that's all about business. It's business, business, business. We're just doing business. We're going to want to do that. We want to have a ministry where you're listening. And one of the things that I would ask the audience who are participants is to be praying for Stephanie. I mean, how do you not pray for somebody? First of all, she's helping support whatever we do on this radio show. That's number one. And number two, she's a sister in the Lord with the family and with big things going on. And you've got to be engaged in the church, in the body of Christ, in order to understand and appreciate what Jesus said when he's telling us to love one another. And this is a big part of that. So I want you to hear from her. And then next, like I said, we'll come back and then Johnny will lead us into some discussion in regards to her spiritual life. But if you want to touch base with Stephanie, you can call her at 214-499-5378. That's 214-499-5378. You can also go to Facebook or LinkedIn, Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. And then finally, you can connect with her on HeMustIncrease.org under our link. Okay? Okay. It's all right. It's all right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Destroying everyone.
Hey.
Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Quick reminder, if you want to call us, 972-445-0770. You can call and say hello. Website, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, something about hemustincrease.org or hemustincrease or David Spoon. And then YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, and the app. Which, if you don't have the app, I encourage you to get the app, because every week and a half I put in like a new picture or a new audio. It's free. You just type in He Must Increase in Google Play and it's free. And you get it. It doesn't take up a lot of space. And then for Apple, we have the KAAM 770 app. That is also free. It gives you the chance to hear the show, but it doesn't have the cool pictures. So I'm not saying that Apple is not as good as Android or Android's better than Apple or anything like that. I just said it doesn't have the cool pictures. That's all I'm saying. Don't get mad at me. That's all I'm calling. All right, so we're hanging out with Johnny Hill. We're hanging out with Stephanie Vasquez, having a good time of fellowship. It's fun to be in the studio and have fellowship with people.
It is.
And I'm going to give Johnny kind of a chance just to talk to Stephanie. They've developed a good friendship, and we are superbly praying that the Lord will bless Stephanie. In fact, let's pray real quickly right now. Father, we just ask that you would bless and guide Stephanie
Lord.
The ministry of her work, and that she could be a blessing to the people that she serves, and that you would open up the doors for her to present not just your love and your grace, but the best service that she can provide, caring, loving, and considering the people that she engages with and serves and loves them with all that you can give her and all that you will give her. We ask your blessing on her life and on her ministry in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, Johnny, I want to let you kind of give some direction just about spiritual life.
Okay, great. Well, Stephanie, first of all, I'd like to welcome you back to the show and just tell you how much we appreciate you, and we're just glad to have you on board.
Thank you so much. I love being here.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely love having you. Tell me something. This may seem like a question that you probably hear often, but why is it important that if I'm looking for someone to help me with my finances, why is it important that they have a relationship with God? I mean, what do you offer that maybe someone who doesn't necessarily have that same type of relationship?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, honestly, I look for God in a lot of guidance. I pray a lot. I feel very devoted. I feel it's good to be with somebody who's close to God just because they're going to be living in an upright, more righteous way of life, which is something that I pray about a lot. I pray for God to consistently correct me and guide me and to help me be more obedient to Him. Because that's obviously the most important thing. More than success, more than this business, more than this life, it's to just follow God and do the right thing.
Awesome, awesome. I understand definitely as a business owner, integrity is very valuable.
Character. So,
yeah.
So do you want to be a good representation for God and for yourself and for your company?
And you'll get a lot of business because people are expecting, you know, to get integrity with you because you're a Christian. So that's awesome. When we first met you, you were going through a lot, and we talked about it briefly, but why don't you tell the audience a little bit about some of the things, some of the obstacles that you were dealing with at that time?
Well, I was kind of coming out. Well, I'm still kind of in it, but earlier in the year, last year, my husband and I both lost our jobs, and then the very next month, we lost our home. And just like living with friends and family and just place to place, it was just really, really chaotic. A lot of turmoil, a lot of unknown. But I can honestly say that brought us so close to God. My husband and I were on the outs with each other, like contemplating divorce. And it was through God that saved us. It was God that restored us. It was through His work. We discovered this program through our church called Reengage that just gives you an opportunity to come closer to God and come closer to your spouse, and
awesome. It
saved us.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, it's kind of interesting because maybe if you weren't going through all those times, maybe you would not have been receptive to us. Maybe you would have never even joined, you know, the team. Possibly.
Well, I never would have been with New York Life. I definitely never would have joined the team.
Amen. 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 So definitely, God was working in your life. So tell me specifically for the listening audience, so that they, when they're going through things, you know, this something that you can give them some advice that might help them. How'd you deal with it? I mean, what did you do? What was your game plan?
A lot of prayer, a lot of faith, and I know that sounds really cliche and redundant, but it's a lot of faith. I had this revelation that I wasn't doubting God. I was just facing a lot of disappointment and a lot of sadness and anger and just being bitter in my situation. And it's not that I was doubting God. I was just so overwhelmed with our situation. As David was just saying about how God will give you more than you can handle just to bring you closer to Him. So, yeah, it was really heavy.
And then when things got better,
It's very easy to see.
The bottom dropped out sort of again, didn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. My husband broke his leg right as soon as I told him to come work for me. And then, like, literally the very next day, he broke his leg. I was like, Lord, what are you doing? So it was.
That's a good question. So what, I mean, from God's perspective, what do you think God had going on there? Why would God allow that much more of a challenge to just fall on you guys, on your marriage and on your business?
We definitely needed to build more patience and endurance and character.
Amen. Amen. And that's important. That's very important. I heard a pastor do a segment on that. And what he talked about was that God is bringing us to a deeper level of understanding. So initially, God's bringing you to a level of understanding and a level of faith. But then He's bringing you to a deeper level.
It's a lot of pruning. Amen. We are trees, and we need to be pruned.
Amen. That's a fun process. Well, oh okay, not really.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, Jesus, please, no more.
It's funny that you bring up, Johnny, that you brought up something that you heard from a pastor, and it's just amazing how the two of you are interacting. See, I get to watch this, and you understand that I've been doing this for a little while, and I kind of get how the dynamics go. And one of the things that you mentioned was, you know, how in those situations, you're almost like getting just closer to the Lord, there's no way around it. And ironically, in our church on Sunday, so we've been attending a church in Rowlett called Stillwater Community Church. The pastor preached on the time in the wilderness between the wells. And I can't go into the full depth of the service, but the bottom line was they go out into the wilderness, they have a miracle, things are kind of nice, and then things kind of dry up pretty fast, and then they're like, oh my gosh, everything is dry, right? And then there's a well, and then they're like, you know, everything's great. And then what happens is they go a little further, and then there's the next thing that comes up, and then they need another well, so to speak, and then the Lord provides another well, and so they're kind of complaining in between the wells. And his point, the premise he was making, is the Lord in every believer's life is stretching the time between well number one and well number two and well number three and the character that we have between those wells.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, that's pretty good, right?
I always wonder, well, and that's how faith grows, you know, because you have a little faith from before and you have a little faith going forward, and then you're waiting a long time, and then you're like, God, are you listening?
Right.
Can you hear me? Is my mic on? Yeah, and it just seems like it takes so long for him to answer you.
And the irony is, what he did was he passed out to everybody a large rubber band, and then he said he wanted everybody to hang on the rubber, and he goes, every time you're going through that, stretch that rubber band and think that's what God's doing to you.
Wow.
And it's just like, oh, that's good. I know. He said he likes props. It's like, yeah, that's a really good one. So I give Pastor Kurt a lot of credit there. But see, what's important is that's honest. In other words, what we don't want, I mean, you'll hear me teach, and I think most people know that I've taught, and the way we're talking is, look, I wish I was doing 1/50th of the stuff I'm teaching. But the teaching is still valid. The truth is so profound. People don't understand that no man will ever be as good as the gospel, ever. No preacher, no character, no man, except for Jesus. Only one. And so we teach, and we teach the truth, but there has to be an honesty about how we engage with it, some of the struggles that we go through it, and some of the ups and some of the downs. What I like about what I'm seeing and how the dynamic is going is, hey, Stephanie's not up there going, oh, everything's perfect.
Yeah.
I just opened up a fortune cookie, and everything was just like, oh, yeah, I got it all. That is not how it goes, okay? And I don't know who thinks it's supposed to go that way. I don't really see that in the scripture. I do remember going to church one time and having the person say, the pastor's wife actually, say to me, put on your Jesus face. And it's like I just said, which one? The one where he was being crucified during that 6 hours? Or is that the one? And so it's because, why? Because I'm sarcastic. That's why. And so the idea is for us to understand that it's prevailing. It's pushing past that. It's not stopping because it's hard. It's faith that gives you the next step. And instead of, I'm done, I can't take another step. You know, the only person who knows that is the Lord. And when you really can't take another step, and that's when he steps in for you. But even when you say to yourself, I can't take another step, it's not right.
Yeah.
Because you don't even know what you can or can't do. In fact, most every trial that you will ever go through is not for God to see what you can do. It's for you to see what you can do.
Amen.
God knows what you're doing. God, he's remember that omniscient thing, the all-knowing thing, right? Remember that part? So he just wants you to see, oh, you can do this. You can do this. One of the things I was able to share with my daughter is that God so trusts you that he allows you to embrace this, and you can do this because he says you can.
Hallelujah.
And that
That's faith in action, right?
Yeah.
That's really important stuff. All right. We're going to take our break here because we're still a radio show. We still do breaks because that's how we set it up. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here.
Absolutely.
In the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? And she said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you're hanging out with us, you should be having fun. There's so much stuff going on in the world. Do you need everything to be so serious every 5 seconds? I mean, take a break. Even Jesus said, come ye apart and rest a while. Right? Okay. You're welcome to call us 972-445-0770. HeMustIncrease.org is our website. Hanging out. I think fellowship is a great way to say what we're having. I mean, it's radio, but it's fellowship, but it's fellowship, but it's radio. Stephanie Vasquez and Johnny Hill hanging out together. I can't even tell you how we met Stephanie. Just sufficient to say that my computer stopped working and she offered to help. And then as soon as we started to connect, the computer started working again. It's just like, it's one of those weird things that's like, that shouldn't happen. Anyhow, I'm going to do a very short teaching, and then we'll just kind of round robin it because I think that'd be fun. I'm just pulling out of John 13:1, and I can't remember if I sent you this text or not. If I did, Johnny, great. If I didn't, it's too late because I'm reading it. Before the Passover festival, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from the world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. So why I'm bringing this up is because that's an interesting text. One of the things that we're all really good at doing is starting. That's right. in our country, we encourage fresh starts, as we should. I mean, the kingdom of God is full of fresh starts. It's not full of second chances. It's full of 975th chances and 3,479,000,000. You know, it's like so many opportunities. And even in Revelation 21:5, the Lord says, "Behold, I make all things new." That word "make" is maketh in the King James, which means he's continually making. It's the perfect present tense of the action, of the verb. And so in that perfect present tense, God's always making stuff new. He's always moving it along. And so a lot of people love that newness and love that freshness. But there's something to be said for golf in this analogy, so I'll use it. Not a huge golfer. Did play a lot of golf when I was a few years back. But people always do this. This is how it goes. Don't get mad at me about it, but they drive for show and they putt for dough. So what that means is they drive to show everybody how great they are, but it only matters how you finish the hole. It doesn't matter if you have the greatest drive in the world if it took 10 strokes, because if the guy putts in at 6, he beats you. And he wins and you don't. It's the point I'm bringing up in this, it's not just about the start, it's about the finish. And Jesus said that he loved his disciples. And then the scripture in John 13 says he loved them to the end. And see, what we do is we're really good at love at the beginning. That's why we call it a honeymoon. Because it's so good in the beginning. But that requires consistency all the way through until the end. And so the encouragement from the passage is to recognize it's not just in the beginning. It's in the end, all the way through. And there's times where you just want to go, I can't do this. And I get it. And I'm with you in that. But that's not the answer. The answer is to keep loving all the way to the end. So you make a commitment to somebody. You make a commitment to a process. You make a commitment to a vision, a passion, a direction, a guidance, something even the Lord reveals to you. And then you love it and you're for it. And you just all the way, halfway through. And then you're like, it's like, no, man, you got to love that to the end. You got to finish. You got to finish strong. In fact, just as a matter of fact, the scripture in Hebrews mentions more than one time. I'm not going to go into that, but more than one time. It says, if we hold the faith to the end, if we maintain our faith. When it says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, that is not a one-time, one-second-in-your-lifetime belief. That is a life of belief. It's believe that. Okay? Which means the continual action of believing. We don't just believe when you were 9 and that's it and you never have to deal with it again and you're moving on. That's not the gospel. It's all the way through your life, all of it. And so my admonition is to the end, just all the way, and either until the Lord brings it to a close, which is up to him and shouldn't be up to us, or until the Lord takes you home and then it won't matter, or whatever the case may be, all the way into the end. And Jesus loved his disciples to the end. You know, I want you to I'm just going to mention this and then I'll talk to Johnny and Stephanie about it, but Jesus, when he was loving his disciples at this point in the Gospel of John, in John 13, he's getting ready to do that fabulous teaching in 14, 15 and 16, talk about the Holy Spirit, 17, he does that prayer for everybody. He knows he's about to die. This is not something that is escaping Jesus. He knows he's done what he's had to do. He's getting ready. He knows how ugly it's going to get. It's going to get horrible, right? And he's still concerned about the disciples and not himself. And it's just like, wow. If I knew I was going to die, I'd probably be a little self-centered.
Yeah.
I'd probably be a little selfish in that process and focused here. I'm going to die. I might as well get this and this and this. I mean, I'd start thinking that would be the time to be thinking entitlement, because that's where you really want to get it. It's like, I don't know. But Jesus was like, I got to take care of these guys. Before I make this exit, I got to hang on. I got to love these guys all the way through. And that's what he calls us to do. Mm-hmm. He calls us to do that with one another and with him and with the things that we engage with. Take it all the way to the end and love it the same way all the way through. How's that? What does that make you think of when you hear that, Stephanie? When you think of that, what does that make you think?
Self-sacrifice, just like all being so Christ-like and really loving someone, you know, as you love yourself.
There, loving other people as you love yourself. And we love ourselves pretty good, don't we?
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, and we're so quick to point out someone else when they're like, they are so selfish. Yes. Do you see it?
That's great. What do you think, Johnny?
Well, it takes me back to some of the jobs that we do, some of the more difficult ones. You and I talked about the big one we had a week ago, 4-day job. And in the beginning, it was fun. And the customer bought us Chicken Express, and she bought me a couple of apple pies that were really tasty. But as we ran into the latter hours and we started to get tired and emotions started to run high and people started to get impatient, we had to just keep pushing. And I had to just tell the guys, hey, it's okay. We can get this done, you know. And I had to keep loving on them and keep encouraging them because we had a long ride and I didn't want them to give up.
That's good. Now, that's one of the things is you don't want people giving up, you know? You don't want them to – I hate to use this analogy. Can I? I'll use it anyway. But it's like when you start a diet or an exercise regime. So Wonder Julie, she looks fantastic. She's lost a ton of weight. She's done a great job. In the very first couple of days, I'm sure it was like interesting. But then to endure, right, that – I mean, isn't that really what it takes? You got to just keep pushing through when you're doing that kind
of
thing.
It's not easy. I always say it's easier to stay healthy than it is to get healthy because once you've let it go and you've got to drag it back,
Remember that. Let's see if you can spell that. All right. So the idea is all the way to end, not part in. And that's the other part of that is if the Lord's put it in front of you and you know it's the Lord, then you keep going until the Lord says no. He's not looking for you and I to go, well, that's enough, God. I've given you enough time. I'm now done.
It's like, absolutely.
Well, and he always gives you a little extra just to hold on. Like,
right?
You think you're done, but just hold on. I got you.
I got a little bit more right for now. You.
Just hold tight.
That's great. All right. You did a fantastic job today.
Thanks.
Very, very proud of you. So here's what I want to say. People out there, Stephanie Vasquez, ministry partner with us here at the David Spoon Experience. It's very simple. Get in touch with her by calling 214-499-5378. You can also get in touch with her on Facebook or LinkedIn, Stephanie Vasquez, NYL, and our connection on HeMustIncrease.org. Talk to her. Get the ball rolling. It won't cost you anything, and it will be helpful to you. Good job, Johnny. I'm going to see you tomorrow. We're going to set up the time. Everybody, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day, and relax and enjoy the divine ride. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
So I punish myself, I go down to...
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.